The dream has been happening again, laying in your bed, and you nod off, back into that place, that strange feeling that comes with body sensation as well, an arousal that spreads, mindlessness tied to the open space between your legs, to your cock. The feeling is unquestionably pleasurable, tinged around the edges, though it is, with a feeling of naughty, dirty, all-encompassing, kinky, corrupted enjoyment. It is just you laying there. But there's something about the dream that creeps inside, anchors itself in your mind. You remember that woman, her dark hair, her olive skin, her impassive, cold, restrained demeanor, like she was holding back. You remember the hospital where you met her, the hallways, her office, the eerie stillness, the otherness of it all. And while in that place, deprived of anything but the freedom to feel pleasure, your thoughts are lost and distant in the dream, and then they become irrelevant. The freedom of her dark embrace, the way it teases parts of you with parts of her, in ways and designs you hadn't previously even conceived, everything intertwining, interlacing. And there is something of her that clung to you, all the way home after your last session. So each time you rest, the urge awakens, and you see the vision of that place, where everything is the same, but alien to you in your memory. The walls are walls. The stirring, squirming pleasure inside you is the same pleasure you might feel with any very attractive, seductive woman. And if there's an occasional flash amid the fever dream masturbation memories, if there's an occasional flash of squirming tendrils waiting to hold you, tighten on you, masturbate you, fill you with her essence, its essence, that otherworldly distant eldritch thing working through her, wanting you to orgasm and find a protracted, out-of-body pleasure experience. The substance inside of you, some heat, some hunger left by her, a hook of need, which sometimes sends flashes, images, vistas otherworldly and impossible, geometries beyond, sends them teasing behind your eyes. But no matter how many flickers of eyes, of tendrils, of other places and worlds beyond, no matter how many, eventually your dream, your rumination, it settles on some kind of place similar to your own bedroom, and expands into pleasure, masturbation, even should you roam, and it feels like there is a corner of you where you could turn the corner in your thoughts. If you turned it unprepared, it would leave you face to face with a waiting, vast something that wants to consume you in pleasure, pleasure your weak and mortal frame might fain not contain. You remember her. You remember the dark-haired, olive-skinned figure sitting behind her desk, then approaching you, sexual but restrained. You remember the distance of her, the way she was holding back. You're sure of it. You remember her, and you want to return to the place where she did what she did. She wasn't very passionate, but she still keenly observed, moved closer to you. She gave a session where you felt there could have been more potential, more heat. And there have been side effects, of course. Though she touched you only lightly, did whatever she did to you, at its slowest setting, and only that much, it was still more than enough to leave a stain, a mark, on mind and body, the vision of what she could do. And then from that dream, as you wake, your hands between your legs, your mouth hanging open, drool streaming out. And rather than choose to exert a moment's willpower, your body could automatically just love the way your hard cock feels in your hand, remembering a woman's attentions on it, powerful urges to masturbate, your body loving it too much, beginning to masturbate, those urges tied to what she did to you, how she touched you, but you know it could have been more. If she had just focused, if she had put more energy into pleasuring your cock, you could have felt even better, and so the deal, the initial prompt that tempted you into her office, remains. Based on the idea that if you aren't completely satisfied, if you aren't enjoying your cock more, she'll give you some kind of prize, and while money ended up not entering into the arrangement, you eventually convince yourself as your hard cock throbs in your hand that you should go and ask for some kind of pleasurable compensation, some release which will get the images of her out of your head and allow you to rest without automatic masturbation becoming your only focus yet again. You set out for her office, intending to see what you might experience and how you could enjoy, even better, the throbbing length between your legs upon which she has lavished her attention and to which she did promise more the last time you left her office. The hospital on the outskirts of town. That place still fills your dreams, it fills your mind, it is a preoccupation. You want to know what more she might offer. There is so much more she might have done. This time you have resolved that you will request, perhaps even direct, her ministrations, tempt her, seduce back, and if anything strange happens, you will let it. You will lean into it. You will learn about it. You search your memories of the last session and feel your mind pulse with the memory, throbbing from within. The closer you inspect your memories, the more powerfully that throb takes you over, and your cock is standing up, hard, waiting for you to touch it. But you focus on reaching the destination, heading for her office. The approach is dreamlike. The memory of her is similar. And it tries to vanish from your head. Intentionally focusing on it only makes it worse, better, worse, making it drift away. You remember your body twitching, filled, fucked, fulfilled. You remember the contortion and squeezing, the way your cock was milked with the button on the inside of you, and the restraint's dark, weaving tendrils as she stared at your cock, inspected you, gauged you, guided you, sized you up. Maybe today you'll be able to return the favor. Her office is easy to remember, positioned down a side corridor that is at least blessedly near the main entrance. It only takes you a moment to get past everything, put it all out of your mind, and rap on her door. "Come in," comes her soft voice, but unlike last time, there's a bit of hunger, of desire in there. When you open the door and she rises from behind her desk immediately, you have but a moment to take in the room before she's crossing the floor toward you. "You came back." She sounds surprised, a little breathless. You close the door behind you as you step inside, automatically. And she begins to remove her top, unbuttoning it slow on her way. Her huge breasts come into sight. Where her movements were stiff and stilted at times the last time, now she flows, and she is flowing toward you across the floor. Her top drops away, revealing a black silk bra underneath, lacy enough in places that you can see the tops of her dark nipples and the way her pliable breasts sit high in the cups. They look impossibly soft. She is also unzipping her skirt, and just before she reaches you, it drops away, a matching silk thong underneath. She takes your hand in hers, guides it to her hip. Her skin is warm, electric. Your cock responds with heat from within, a jump. She is here, in the flesh. She guides you to the couch you laid on last time, turning as she goes, but keeping your hand on her hip, moving it over to her ass as she walks ahead of you, letting you squeeze the heat, the jump of you. She brings you to sit on the edge of the couch. You've dreamed of this. A similar situation. She pushes you to sit like that, takes your hand off of her, guides your hands to your lap, pushes them to the side, falls to her knees. "Many do not return, so I try to hold back," she explains. Then she has one hand between your legs, rubbing over the bulge of your cock, barely contained. Rubbing it from the outside, she looks up, batting her long eyelashes. In that kneeling position, her dark hair draped over her shoulder, her underwear, the only thing she's still wearing, and she looks up at you, transitioning quickly from you entering her office to her kneeling, those big dark eyes. She's smiling, her tongue extending, running over her lips, moistening, glossing them. "May I?" she asks, gently, tentatively, hesitant, wanting. She obviously wants your cock, wants what's between your legs. She's kneeling, but that image burned in your brain is enough to make you nod. Mutely, you nod, you affirm that she may. She's focused entirely on your crotch from the moment she sees you nod. Her fingers shake as she moves your clothes out of the way, the minimum movements to free your hardening rod, and it springs up before her eyes as she pulls down your underwear, moves your pants, sits high like she's sitting to attention before your cock. You see her inhale deeply, breathing in, let out a slow sigh. When she leans forward, her breath washes over your dick. She's made sure to elevate her breasts inside her bra, bringing them up resting them on your lap, rubbing her still silk-clad boobs against your cock, leaning forward. Her body is radiating warmth. "It's so hard," she murmurs, reaching out and placing the tip of one finger on the tip of your cock. She moves it a bit to the right. You feel a pull of pleasure at the base in response to the slight tilt this induces in your dick. "So hot." She tilts your shaft the other way, her dainty finger on the sensitive head, rubbing your pre-cum around on it, massaging in circles. Some of your clear fluid was leaking and is now being used as lube. She rubs it in, rubs it all over. And then she moves it the other way again as she says, "It's magnificent." She's leaning closer, her breasts so large they're starting to push around the cock. The bra is getting in the way of a proper boob job, but her eyes are locked on your cock, following it as it sways. And you follow the way her eyes go back and forth, your cock going back and forth. Her breath washes over it. She extends her tongue. She's so close now. Still just using one finger on the tip of your cock to move it back and forth, she leans up and puts her tongue against the side of the shaft. And then as she keeps swaying your cock left and right, back and forth, hard and rigid, her tongue stays on it. She's following with her tongue, with her lips, kissing it, tasting you, covering your cock in her saliva till it drips down onto your balls. She uses her free hand to rub and massage, her spit over them, getting them all lubed up and shining, moving freely in her hand, moving your pants the rest of the way down by using her knees, her arm, just kind of not wanting to take her hands off your cock. "Do you like how my mouth feels?" The way she's leaned over means her breasts are hanging freely beneath her upper body. She's essentially in your lap with her upper body, wrapping her thong-clad pussy against one of your legs, wrapping her legs around one of yours, getting close enough to hump against it, her warmth radiating onto you, mesmerizing you as no matter what else she does, she sways just a little, moving your cock back and forth, moving herself back and forth in time with it. Opening her mouth, she moves her finger off the tip, takes the tip of your cock between her lips, slick, tight, wet, a ring of restraint and pleasure. She slides you into her mouth, on the red carpet of her tongue, bobs her head up and down. You see her breasts bounce because of the force with which she's going up and down, leaning far over your lap. You don't have to inch forward to the edge of the couch because she's coming to you, clambering over you from her kneeling position, keeping her hands on either side of you now, no longer fondling your balls, not jerking your cock, just using her mouth, her hands on either side of your legs, her pussy having, seemingly reluctantly from the way she makes a little disappointed sound, having come away from humping your leg. She's almost half standing to get her mouth pointing straight down to encapsulate your cock, arching her body forward to make a better passage into her throat because she does deep throat your cock. You see the smooth curve of her back down to the band of her bra, down to her ass, which is up in the air. She is standing now and then leaning forward, flexibly. Almost impossibly flexible, her throat encapsulates your cock, bobbing, sucking, slurping. Her hips are bouncing and humping in the air. The whole appearance is obscene, almost impossible. She is quite flexible, and all of her focus is between your legs. She's breathing in deep while she drools down your cock that is lodged as deep in her throat as it can be. And when she pulls off with a pop, she instantly grabs hold of your cock, drops back to her knees, looks up at you, her eyes focused on your face. "You love this. You want more of this," she tells you, as she slowly jerks your cock, which so recently was encapsulated in her wet, warm mouth. The change in sensations is enough to make you think solely about your cock, about the differing, varying ways it can feel when she sucks, when she jerks, when she brings you to feel pleasures you barely registered until it was too late to do anything but lodge them in your mind. Let them take over. "The splendid caress of my hands," she says. "The memory of my touch is burning into you more and more. Let me," she leans forward, "lick it. taste it. You're so intoxicating to me, and when you sense my eagerness, doesn't it make you want to press your cock into my mouth? Push it between my breasts? You adore this. I'm surrounding you with my body, encapsulating you in me. If I adore your cock, stimulate it with my body, it becomes so tempting. It feels so good when you allow your cock to take control. It takes control of me, but it's only fair it take control of you, too. See me being controlled, the pleasure, how good it feels to be under your cock's control, and if your cock's in my hand, your mind's in my hand, too. Being in control through giving in to your cock's urges, conditioning every part of it, I stroke you, and you follow. I rub, and you follow. Catch it in my mouth. Slurp it with my tongue, close my lips tight, grip the base, pump it, adoring it, pushing it back and forth here. She reaches behind her, unclasps her bra, lets it fall away. My breasts here, she leans forward, pushes them on either side of your dick. It's stuck between them. My breasts are sticking to your cock, stuck right here, lubed. Your mind is on your cock, in your cock. Your length controls me. My mind is on your cock as well, seducing. And if your mind's on your cock and your cock is between my breasts, in my mouth, in the palm of my hand, if it's inside me, then your mind is in me too, all surrounded by my breasts. She sprawls out over on you then, leading you to lean back against the arm of the couch, crawling up on the couch as she is. She turns, keeping her mouth, her hands, her breasts against your cock, and bringing her bare, smooth pussy in front of your face, her knees on either side of your head, as she works over you. You notice the room is dimming, except the space between your legs where she's sucking, working, teasing, and occasionally murmuring those little things she says, the hissing whisper on the edge of them, permeating your consciousness. You lay there, looking up at her wet pussy above you, parted, bare, smooth. She's gyrating her hips, rocking around. The whole couch is shaking with the intensity, and her breasts are still sticking to your cock. You feel, twining around your legs, twining around your arms, keeping you bound in place, something dark, nigh imperceptible, in the dimmed space of that room, binding you. It weaves down under you, long, thin tendril teasing your ass, insinuating, squeezing. The room seems to just dim and there's just you, her, and the pleasure and throb of your ass being massaged, your legs being rubbed down, your shoulders being rubbed, all those tendrils weaving against you, leaving behind some wet, seductive, teasing fluid that soaks into your body, soaks into your mind, makes you shiver and twitch and just enjoy being in the grip of those tentacles, the grip of her designs. You moan. She pushes her pussy down, bringing her lips against your face, and you lick. Even bound as you are, you can still give pleasure back. You're able to lick her, taste her, with her sprawled out over you, on the couch, above you, rolling her hips, giving you a show. Her gorgeous, smooth skin still staring, the reflection of light off her body. The way she shakes her hips in longing for your cock, clearly wanting to be filled, fucked, to couple with you and bring both of you to your fall. Her mouth, desperately, sucking, licking, and in that private, separate space, her hands reach underneath, grip your balls, massage them, appreciating their weight. Her breasts are still pushed right up against your cock, her lips just over the tip, the way she sucks, but she also throws in words, seductive. You love that. You can taste me, or just watch me. You love this, captivated by your cock. She jerks you a few times, and then fastens her lips back down. Everything adds up to pleasure right now. So much pleasure, and the way she is touching you, probing for the moment when you're closest to orgasm, is obvious. She's watching, captivated by the muscles of your inner thighs, by the hardness of your cock, by your taste as she slurps up every bit of your escaping pre-cum, and she moves her hips side to side, back and forth. You like that, do you not? she asks, her voice gentle, relaxing, soothing. You like this? You want me to continue? Slowly, she disentangles herself from above you, her pussy vanishing from sight, her breasts moving away from your cock. She keeps talking. So many people fail to realize the fun that can be had if we just admit what we want. You want me more. I want you. It is fairness, vulnerability. The parry has as much power as the thrust. Her voice is still calming, but now her arousal has more of an edge of focus to it. She takes you by the hand. Dreamlike, you feel yourself following. She leads you, keeping one hand wrapped around your cock, where her saliva and your pre-cum still mix, the other on your shoulder. You follow, drifting, dreamlike, still restrained and bound to her. She leads you to the corner of the office, a small room you'd barely notice, tucked away. She's still jerking your cock with one hand. When you see how wet her lips are from licking it, sucking it over and over when she was servicing it, just remembering the instant she did that causes your length to jump in her hand in excitement. And so you follow, more and more inured and bound into the feelings you're having. Following her where she leads seems the most natural thing in the world. She grips your cock, she sways her hips, tempting you, pushes her shoulders forward a bit, which highlights her boobs pressed between her arms, pushing them up, producing a high, firm tempting that brings her nipples to prominence. Her hands still do their functions, one on your shoulder leading you, one on your cock jerking you off, her boobs pressing against your arm. The door is a little open. She nudges it further with her shoulder, the whole time never taking her hands off you. How captivated she is by your dick, by your body, by the fact you are following. And when you notice her eyes being a bit glazed from her lustful observation of you, you imagine you must look quite the same. Inside the room is what looks like a very comfortable chair, a pillow on the floor in front of it. You know what that's for. This room has no windows, no way for light to get in. In the dark, your senses will expand. You will be so much more aware of your cock, more aware of me, more aware of how much each of us wants exactly what's going to happen, so follow me. And she leads you, still stroking, zombie-like, your legs already following, ferrying you into the room where you sit down as she directs. The moment you sit down, she kneels right in front of you. She's taken the one hand off your shoulder, but the other is still on your cock, and now that you are in place, she keeps jerking, and you never want it to stop being stroked toward it. She does it in slow cycles, never quite bringing you to tip over the edge, no matter how near you may be. An irregular series of pumps on your cock, just gently guiding you to stay edged, keeping you in contact and connected to her. She's biting her lips slightly, holding back. This is the last image you see, the image of how badly she wants you, before she pushes the door closed on this little room and plunges it into complete darkness. The space with a chair and a cushion for her to kneel on. You feel her kneeling before you, breathing across your inner thighs. One hand still on your length, controlling you by controlling your cock. You remember how her lips look, the look of desperation when the door closed. And now she's there breathing onto your dick, and she takes it in her mouth and sucks, gripping your cock at the base, just the base. You hear the wet sound of her tongue sticking out, pressing against your cock, licking its underside all the way up, kissing it all over, slurping, leaving small suction marks. She's no longer edging you, no longer helping you hold back. In fact, she's encouraging you to let go. There in the dark with her, you're feeling everything more, the sensation shifting. That happens all at once, perfectly coordinated, but you still notice one prevailing emotion, mode, element of her interaction with your body. She speaks as it happens. If you just glimpse past the veil, the sparks from your skin, you feel her speaking. Every second I'm in contact with your skin, you feel it spread. This love I have, this infectious lust for your body. She says that, then you feel her tongue return, longer than before, winding in a coil around your cock, Her mouth follows. In complete darkness, you feel it, bringing the slick saliva, the warm tongue, all of your cock into her mouth as she worshipfully fellates you, pushing her nose to the base of your cock, then rising up, repeating the process, stroking you over and over, the long, twining spiral of her tongue, always all the way around your cock from the tip to base, impossible, flexible, long, your legs bound, spread. Those dark tendrils never left, they just let you have a little more play, a little more room to move. You're ready, your legs in that place, bound to the chair, the darkness which surrounds. And that's why you don't precisely know what to think. You find yourself lost in the dark with her sucking. And you also feel her tongue running over your chest, lavishing delicious attention on your nipples, warmly sucking on them. Then her lips on yours as well, as if there were more than one of her in the dark, ministering to you, something long, thin, powerful, sliding under your body, squeezing your ass, the lubricated tip pressing against your rear, preparing to tease you inside, the kissing in so many places, the embrace and touch of darkness. As she sucks you off. Yes, welcome me. Welcome me within. Somehow she talks while the long, hot tunnel of her mouth, her tongue coiled, all of it wrapped around your dick, is there only for your cock. Somehow she talks while still sucking, kissing, teasing your nipples, lavishing you, worshipping you, from all directions, fueling your desire and your enjoyment, from every possible direction. The will is creeping into you, her will to control you, your will to surrender, the corrupted seed of her actions now being added to the reservoir of her influence from the first time, the seed of your submission and your fantasies about her, which lives in your mind and waits for her to awaken it. So many memories flooding back, things you scarcely would think possible, things you did not quite remember until now in the dark. You think this might not be your first time in this room. These things are now a part of you, surrendering to those feelings, welcoming them back, trying to deliberately influence yourself to remember the wonderful things she can do, which perhaps no one else could, as your body is encapsulated, touched, and she still seems no less desperate for your contact, for your pleasure, for you bucking your hips and discharging some of your pre-cum onto her tongue. She is whimpering. She's in control. Your cock is the point of control, but she's very interested in it. Licking it, sucking on it, worshipping your body, enjoying the feeling, but taking hold of the base of your cock, gripping it. The portion that is not in her wet, warm mouth is being jerked as fast as possible, and you are going to come. You know you're going to come right in her mouth, squirt in her mouth. She sits up a bit more eager, perhaps expecting it, perhaps able to tell in the dark that you are about to let go. She's pushing her breasts onto your lap where you're seated. In the dark, you feel it all the more as they surround your cock. You are more exposed to her, more aware of her focus upon you. She pushes you as deep into her throat as she can, and she just holds it there, swallowing around your cock, releasing her hands from it, focusing on gripping your inner thighs quite strongly instead. Your entire cock is in her mouth, in her. Your mind is entirely focused on your cock. While your cock is wrapped in her influence and control, you are in her grasp, and she can lead you wherever she walks, swaying, offering, wherever she guides you, gripping, jerking you off. The feeling of her breasts around your length, the long tongue around your dick, the calculated, precise way she keeps stimulating you, both with her movements and with her intense suction. All of it is a pressure around your cock, the bob of her head. You want more, you want to be inside of her, to thrust, to hold her in place while you feel her pussy around you, or have her breasts move up and down, not just stick and grasp around your cock, but thought, focus, action is impossible while your cock is trapped in her mouth, her attention's coming at you from every direction, the darkness surrounding and intensifying your pleasure. You are contained within her. Your mind is in your cock. Your cock is in her grasp. Your mind is in her hands, putty in her hands. You drool pre-cum. You drool and she slurps it up, moving her tongue effortlessly. You feel it. You feel the desire to come, to paint her pretty tongue, fill her squeezing, sucking mouth with squirts of your seed. You know this will be surrender, a surrender there in the dark. You know this will be the act of surrender and desire. To fall into the cock-zombified daze for her, the state where the offer of her to touch your cock is enough to set you drifting, drifting, seduced, deep, tempted into her control and her grasp, which grows stronger the better you feel, and you're feeling better by the moment in the dark of that room. It's so easy to feel good. So easy to come and keep coming, coming and being controlled, being led. She brings her thumb and forefinger around to the base of your dick and squeezes, helping to milk more ejaculate from you, helping you to release more of what is inside of you, squirting, squirting. Your balls want to squirt, you know, and are reassured by and are unable to ignore the dedicated way she is focusing on your cock. This is what she wants, for you to let go and continuously increase your dedication to feeling good with her. She pulls her mouth off, wraps her breasts around most of your cock, keeps her lips against the very tip, but she murmurs, speaks upon it, encourages you to come all over the fleshy mounds wrapped around you. Come for me, come for me. And she releases the tip so you will squirt freely onto her breasts. Her voice sounds heavy with arousal, like she can barely stand it, barely wait, which is the same as you coming. Coming, hot and heavy in the darkness, with the stimulation of her breasts all around your cock, your mind embedded in your cock, only aware of it as you squirt your mind and memory and thought out, squirting out into her control, onto her tits, into the precision and dedication to your cock she has shown, the honesty, the rawness of her wanting and yearning for you. It all combines into an undeniable urge to come, to cover her breasts in your cum, her face. There in the dark, you feel her longing and the way she just breathes over the tip of your cock. All of her focus is on you, on your length, your shaft, all of her intellect calculated toward finding what arouses you most, detecting your movements. What arouses you most in a particular moment, there in the dark, using that arousal you have. You have to follow her. As you followed her to this closet, as you followed in her wake, and as you would follow her into any pleasurable situation she set up for you to surrender to, your surrender is guaranteed, because your cock is more than capable of helping your mind get very focused on one particular thing, which right now is her control. And her breasts around your length. It is your healthy sex drive making you so susceptible to what she can do and to what you can do to each other. Your hunger for her touch and her hunger for you. Her desire for you to explode into her. And both of you to have your own pleasure. You feel her shudder, climax, and coming. She's coming, grabbing onto you, connected to you, as you squirt and spurt, as her breasts around your cock, and they shiver, shudder, shake. Her mouth opens wide, plunges back on to the only part of your cock not swallowed up between her so-soft tits. Your cock's sensitive tip, overstimulated in the wake of orgasm, suction helping, making it feel oh so good, sucking, sucking, ensuring that she doesn't miss a drop at all, though a few spurts may have fallen on her breasts, depending on when you came. Her stimulation combines to help you come harder, and come, and come, if you want to, which you surely do, in her grasp, in her grip, in her sights. You remember the sway back and forth of your cock, of her hips, the way your cock feels too good for you to form coherent thoughts, too good to stay focused, and that is just the way you want it. This is all excellent, better than the best that you thought it could be. You want this to continue, and in your memory, in your mind, in parts of you, you might only be dimly aware of when you wake from a wet fever dream at night, this orgasmic experience of coming in her mouth, over her tits, right in her grasp in the dark. This experience will remain. Listening to the wet, slow suction of your cock that sends such good feelings crowding up to file in your memory, this is paradise. A paradise not easily forgotten. Trying to forget would be the only way to dislodge her control, though. Those dark tentacles in the pitch-black space are teasing you more now, rubbing across your scalp, massaging it. You know they're leaving something in you, leeching some energy, cosmic or otherwise, across the boundary, through your skull, into your brain. This whole experience, exposure to her body, brings up wild thoughts of abandon, surrender, bestial, instinctual ravishing of her, to the exclusion of all other thoughts. Sublimating yourself completely in her, you want to fuck her and lose yourself in her, sucking on her nipples, kissing her, fucking in this room, this dark liminal space, where you can't see the walls and therefore can't be sure they're there, forever, always, eternally, never needing to stop, only to continue, she your sustenance and you. Her obsession, to continue fucking blankly to oblivion as your body got more and more tired, forsaking all else, food, water, energy, all other things, just her, indulging in her, An obsession you could fall down. You feel the obsession rising, replacing all other urges with her. Her milking, squeezing presence around your cock. The desire to have her tendrils take you, bind you, help you fuck into her. To have her pussy wrap around you, her voice whisper more sweet temptations toward needy orgasm into your ear, her breasts pushed against you. The authoring of pleasure, the two of you writing it together, your will, her design. The idea of bringing her to her lustful fall as those tentacles merge from the dark, touching every part of you, wrapping around you, binding you in a cocoon of that darkness. And yo, this is something unforgettable, a forever change. Nothing will clear how much a simple blowjob, boojob, handjob, a few whispered words with that boobjob have captured your imagination, brought you to heal. You will scarce forget. And you will try to avoid, in your masturbatory, wet, hot, middle-of-the-night moments, try to avoid remembering too intensely because of what it might do, what it might summon, what it might welcome, what it might leave you open and vulnerable to. Impossible to forget. Even when she slowly disentangles her body from yours, moves to open the door, moving you from pitch blackness to dim light, but in your mind you still see the dark place and feel the pleasure. She tells you, I look forward to seeing you next time, and we can enjoy your cock even more. You get one more good look at her nude body as she gets dressed, finding her clothes from the various places they dropped throughout. You head out, out of that eerie place, back into town. Your cock still hard, despite having squirted, knowing you'll see her in your dreams. You'll remember that dark, confined little room. Remember her tongue. Remember every little thing she did to you, even the ones you don't know about. And everything she promised to do in future, as you enjoy your cock more and more.